Working to Recruit Knowledge with Omar Porter. Today, we're taking a whole different angle with recruiting successful students. I am sitting here with the author, school counselor, pastor, motivational speaker, youth advocate, Pastor Juan Cherry. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be in your presence.
Come on.
You know, we get to finally get this thing done and get some information out there to the students and parents and players, you know, just taking a different angle. You know, normally we kind of just do athletes, but, you know, I know you got some great things going on, got some great books we're going to talk about, but just kind of wanted to talk to you about being around students for so long. Okay. And just kind of get your expertise about talking to, you know, to the parents and players. So one thing. So I said all these different things, school counselor, pastor, motivational speaker, author, all this different stuff. And with all of that, but why go into school counseling? And I work with you. I know you do a wonderful and great job at it, but why go that route?
Well, I think it's just who I am. I mean, all my life I've been a helper. Whether it's Boys and Girls Clubs, whatever I've done, I've always wanted to help people.
Mm-hmm.
School counseling was a natural progression for me. I did Gear Up for a long time, which is a college readiness program.
Yeah.
And then the next step was, hey, let's try school counseling. So that's kind of how I went that route.
Okay. And I remember the Gear Up days back at, you know, Shelby High back in the days, which you're still back over there now.
Yes, sir.
So from Boys and Girls Club. So I remember when you was at Boys and Girls Club, when I was a youngin', you know, out in the country, but you was doing Boys and Girls Club, you've been at the elementary school, now you're at the high school level with counseling, and you've seen community kids in the community, kids in the schools. What do you think they need, or what do you see students, or even, and even the help of parents need to for their students to be successful?
Okay. Man.
That's a loaded question, right?
That's a loaded question. Like you said, Boys and Girls Club, man, just, I got to see kids in a social setting, recreational mm-hmm. setting, and I never got to see the educational side. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I had kids that were killing it, athletically great kids, but then you wonder what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened educationally that they didn't make that step,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it wasn't until I got into school counseling that I realized, oh, snap, something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great athletes happen, but you got to have those foundational things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of been my passion since I got back at Shelby High School, even in counseling period, is, mm-hmm. man, how do you give them what they need?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what that whole school counseling thing does. It's opened my eyes
mm-hmm.
to, I had a daughter, man, who graduated about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. but there was stuff that I didn't even know,
yeah.
you know, as an educator.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine people that aren't even in the building,
right.
you know, what they're missing out on.
Right.
And so that's just kind of fueled me to find out everything I can to get that knowledge to students and families.
Yeah. So, okay, we're talking about being, you know, successful or and being in that same vein and being in that same realm. What have you seen or been around that have hindered people from being, or, you know, students from being successful?
Are you talking high school or all the way through?
Let's say, let's start elementary school, because we was at elementary school together. Let's start there first.
Okay, here it is. And I said high school, elementary, but it goes either way.
Yeah.
Kids don't come to school ready to learn.
Mm.
That's the thing. You know, parents have to send their kids to school with an expectation that they're going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, that's ground level. You know, certain things. Hey, you go to school to get an education.
Mm-hmm.
I found out, Mr. Porter, Dr. Porter, however you want to say this, I found out that most of the time when a family is invested in education,
mm-hmm.
kids do well.
Right.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
When a parent values education, a child does well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would encourage parents to make sure, have those quick speeches every day. You know,
mm-hmm.
hey, we're going to go in there, we're going to have a good day, we're going to learn,
mm-hmm.
we're going to listen to that teacher. And then the backside of it is in the afternoon, what did you learn today?
Mm-hmm.
Make that kid answer you. You know, what did you get out of school today? What did you learn? That's elementary school, you know, just the basics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what about, let's slide into middle school or high, either or.
Okay.
Well, kind of both, I guess, because they kind of go together, I guess.
Middle school is transition,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's where you're coming out of the elementary, middle school, they're starting to figure themselves out, trying to understand what this whole school thing is about.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school is rough, man.
Yeah.
Early teenage years, and that's been the hardest group to work with because they're trying to figure themselves out.
Yeah.
But then when you get to high school, man, I look at it this way. Chess and checkers are played on the same board.
Mm.
but the rules are totally different. And okay. What kids don't find out when they get to high school is it's no longer about passing to the next grade.
Right.
It's now about credit.
Mm.
And so you don't have to pass all of your classes in middle school to go to the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes kids come to high school thinking, am I going to be in the 10th grade? No, that's the wrong question. Am I going to get these course credits in order to graduate? And I think a lot of times we don't understand the rules of the high school game.
Mm-hmm.
We're still playing on middle school rules, you know, passing, but we're not figuring out that every class counts and every credit goes towards what you're after. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, all right. I got a ninth grade son.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the future looks bright. Look like he might be, you know, a collegiate athlete. I'm a parent. I know nothing about anything.
Right.
And I say, and I know you. I know Mr. Cherry at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I see my son got potential. And I come to you. What advice do you give me?
First thing I say, let's get it in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I say. Let's get it in the classroom. Because, again, it's about credit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about, you got to look at it. Cleveland County Schools, you got 28 credits to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
You get 8 classes a year. Technically, you can fail one class every year and still graduate, but it's going to kill your GPA.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what people are missing is, yeah, you passed the class, but how?
Wow.
You know, what was that grade in that class? You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, with those parents, the other thing I'll say is this, start fast.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come to high school ready, because I found out that a lot of students stumble through the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Grade point average is garbage. And then they're trying to catch up the next 2 to 3 years trying to fix it. Start fast. That's my advice to any parent, any kid. You got to come to high school ready to learn. We don't have time to play. We don't have to do all that. We got to come to high school ready to learn.
Yeah. So I say author now. So I see we got a couple books here that I know you read out. We're talking about this information. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, you can go to Amazon and where else?
Amazon is really bad, or you can hit me. I got him in my truck.
You got him in his truck.
Amazon is the way.
We got, So You Want to Be a Mentor. That's one book. So, you know, we got a lot of people out here that want to mentor students and kids and play whatever. We got a book for that. Another one, which one of my favorites, Wired for Success. Look at that thing right there. Look at that. Wired for Success. And then the newest one, I think this is an Amazon bestseller right now.
We did that.
Unstuck. Can you tell the people real fast about Unstuck? Go tell the people about Unplug. Unstuck.
Unstuck right here. We all get stuck, whether it's in jobs, careers, relationships, mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is the question is, what do I do now? And a lot of times people think the fact that they're stuck means that they are doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not because what happens, a lot of times we get stuck because we've reached the max of what we're doing.
Wow.
I tell the story about my 10-speed bicycle. All my friends had 10 speed. Mm-hmm. I had a 1-speed. Nah, I call it a wand speed.
Wand speed.
I have wand speed. So they could change gears.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to pedal, but they go faster.
Mm.
I didn't have a little gear shift. So once I pedaled out, I was done. With Unstuck, you learn how to change gears.
Wow.
Same motion, different speed level.
Wow.
And that's what we talk about in this book. We all get stuck. It's not a problem getting stuck. It's what do you do once
when you
figure
get
it out.
Right.
That's the thought behind Unstuck.
Well, Pastor Cherry, thank you for coming with us today and giving this great knowledge. Like I say, man, y'all go to Amazon, get one of the books, all the books. Look, come and check them out at New Creation Christian Center, 108 James Love School Road, free on a Sunday at 9:45. Come and check them out. But thank you for the knowledge that you're giving us today.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, thank you for watching Recruit Knowledge with Omar Porter.